Hi, it is Mike and Kim, and we're delighted to be here to share some good stuff with you, just to put a little shine on your day. Speaking of a little shine on your day, how's this sound? There's going to be a total solar eclipse coming up March 16th. That's right. It's going to be a couple of Sundays away as we are already into March. It's visible across parts of the U.S. with totality passing through Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. So if you're listening and you don't live there, you might want to check into going to one of those places.
You might want to get there, huh?
Yeah, and have a little time to plan for it. It's coming up the 16th.
Ranching, breeding, markets, rodeo, agriculture. Where do you find all that? How about Tri-State Livestock News? If you're looking for a place to get all that information and a whole lot more, Tri-State Livestock News, or TSLN.com, offers all of that and much more. No need to roam for information, just you and the latest in livestock news. Sounds pretty good. So stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
I've got a poem about clotheslines. Now, everybody listening right now, if you remember clotheslines or if you still use a clothesline, raise your hand right now. This, I don't know who wrote this, but the clothesline said so much. A clothesline was a news forecast to neighbors passing by. There were no secrets you could keep when clothes were hung to dry. It also was a friendly link, for neighbors always knew if company had stopped by to spend a night or two. For then you'd see the fancy sheets and the towels on the line. You'd see the company tablecloths with intricate design. The line announced a baby's birth to folks who lived inside as brand new infant clothes were hung so carefully with pride. The ages of the children could be so readily known by watching how the sizes changed. You know how much they'd grown. It also told when illness struck as extra sheets were hung. Then night clothes and a bathrobe too, haphazardly, were strung. I said, gone on vacation now, when lines hung limp and bare. I told, we're back, when full lines sagged, with not an inch to spare. New folks in town were scorned upon if wash was dingy gray, as neighbors raised their brows and looked disgustingly away. But clotheslines now are of the past, for dryers make work less. Now what goes on inside a home is anybody's guess. I really missed that way of life. It was a friendly sign when neighbors knew each other best by what hung on the line. If you do happen to know who wrote that, it is a great poem, actually, but I don't have the author. And, you know, actually, some people do still use clotheslines.
I think they make the clothes smell nice and fresh. And
so amazing. So amazing.
Different than that little dryer sheet you throw in.
Yeah. There. Yeah. I love. Oh, and especially your bedding after it's hung outside. Ooh, yum.
10 good things about getting older as heard on The Good Stuff. Number 10, getting older, it gives you the perfect excuse to forget things.
Oh, so I can explain myself by just saying,
yes.
I'm getting older.
Number 9, you know lots of good stories to tell. Number 8, each story can be told many times, whether anyone wants to hear it or not. Number 7, the view is better once you're over the hill. Number 6, you can amaze your friends with obscure facts, preceded by, I remember when.
Indeed.
Number 5, you can take bets on which part of your body will conk out next.
Oh, no.
Number 4, your kids finally grow up and move out, if you're lucky. Number 3, nodding off at inappropriate times is considered quaint rather than rude. Number 2, creative use of a hearing aid allows you to hear only what you really want to.
Crafty.
Number 1 reason for a good thing about getting older, every birthday you have gives people another chance to make a big fuss over you and say things like how great you look for an old person.
Ouch.
I don't know the author on that either, but I thought I would share that with you.
Yeah,
today.
They didn't want to put their name on it. Oh, here's some more items. Did you know these things had names? And some of these are just great. When you combine an exclamation mark with a question mark, it is referred to as an interrobang. And yet, there's more. The condition of finding it difficult to get out of bed in the morning is called dysania.
I thought it was just tiredness.
I did too. Illegible handwriting is called griffinage. Now, my big question is, who's going to remember these? Because they're great.
Some of them are pretty cool.
Yeah, you could beat anybody in a trivia contest by giving off these, for sure. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. We've had a good time. We hope you have too. Listen again for The Good Stuff.